Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1170. We're learning today Le'ilay Nishmas Moshe Doif of Rabbi Zisel. Le'ilay Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'Rafua Shalema Avraham Ben Shalamis. Tetaka Afer Rafua Shalema B'Soich Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to Amalacha of Shoichet Slaughtering. Okay, we're middle of talking, obviously, Amalacha of Shoichet Slaughtering. We're middle of talking about the inyan of drowning insects. We've spoken about, of course, one is not allowed to kill an insect on Shabbos. So brings down the Sefer Shabbos home. We spoke about last time in reference to vegetables, just real quickly to read it again, and then I want to get into the what do we do in the bathroom issue. In other words, if there's a insect in the bathroom, in the toilet, in the sink, and so on. Just real quickly to Chazra over from last time, one may not throw an insect into, this is again on page 359, Sefer Shabbos home. One may not throw an insect into water on Shabbos, for this will cause the insect to drown. Okay, we saw that from the Mishnah Berurah and so on. He brings it down. Also, therefore, if an insect is found on a utensil, it's forbidden to wash the utensil. We spoke about that last time. Also, likewise, one is forbidden to rinse a vegetable, rinsing off a vegetable which has an insect on it. For rinsing the vegetable will kill the insect. And just we mentioned also, just real quickly, that is soaking vegetables, rinsing vegetables if they're insects also. If it's not eaten right away, basically, according to everybody, it's a question of borer. And soaking vegetables is definitely a question of borer if they're insects or dirt or any type of dirt for that matter. So that's a separate issue just to keep in mind also. But now we're seeing another thing, that by vegetables, any type of washing or soaking you're doing, you're also killing the, if there's bugs over there, you're also killing those bugs, and that is also us. One who wishes to remove an insect from a vegetable should cut off a piece of the vegetable upon which the insect is found. In other words, to take off the insect with the vegetable, and then, like we spoke about, getting rid of the insect, not killing it, but somehow letting it fall into a place whereby it'll just run away, or so on. Okay, or out the window in a place where there's a yard, or there's an area, or so on. Cutting the vegetable is necessary to avoid violating the malacha of borer separating, okay, which we're not going to get into right now, that part of it. Now, the question comes up, a person used the bathroom and they realize, one second, there's a bug that's still alive floating around in the water. Could I flush the toilet? If I flush the toilet, I am now killing that bug. That's pretty much a done deal. So he does bring down, now we have to realize a couple of things over here. Number one, we're talking about a malacha shein tzrich legufa. I'm doing this, it's a malacha shein tzrich legufa. I'm not doing it to, you know, I'm not killing the insect to be able to take it, to use it, whatever. I'm doing it basically to get rid of it, number one. Number two, which doesn't make it mutter, but number two, we're dealing with a major case of kavod habrias, human dignity over here, which is, if one doesn't flush, it's a major problem of kavod habrias. So in conjunction with that, he does bring down, does a sefer Shabbos home from the Shalz Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak. He brings down from the Shalz Shuvas Shevet Alevi. I also saw it in the Dirshu also. I think it was B'Shem the Shalz Shuvas Shevet Alevi also. That taka say, if an insect is located in a toilet, right, in the toilet bowl itself, in the water, or on the side or whatever, and there's just no way to get it out, if there's a way to somehow, you know, get it, if it's on the top part, then to get it to fly away, whatever, that's what one should do. But if an insect is located in the toilet, one is permitted, and they have no way out, one is permitted to flush the toilet in order to get rid of the waste matter, right? After a person used the bathroom, they're allowed to get rid of the waste matter, even though the bug that's floating around is still alive, and it will die, basically, when you flush it down, to get rid of the waste matter, even though this will kill the insect, it's still allowed in conjunction, like we saw, so he says, however, this is permitted only if the flushing is necessary to maintain human dignity for kavod habrias, if it's a case in time whereby it will be kavod habrias, where, you know, in other words, like this, if you have like an empty toilet, right, and fine, so there's no just to go flushing, well, there's a bug there, and I'll flush the toilet to get it down, that you're not allowed to do. You're killing the bug. Now, a person has to realize it's on the same thing. If it's a person only has one bathroom, only one toilet. So if a person has another toilet and there's another bathroom, right? So there's a bug over here and it's alive. And if I know if I flush and whatever, we're talking about before one used the bathroom, right? I have two toilets. I have two bathrooms. Fine. So in this bathroom, there's a bug floating around. So, So one should use the other bathroom where there is no bug floating around. That's what should be done. But if it's a case in time whereby there's only one bathroom, I need the bathroom, what am I supposed to do? And I can't get the bug to leave. It's staying there. So then again, the same thing, then one will be allowed to use it. Because again, we're dealing with Kavod Abrius, we're dealing with a Melacha Shel Gufa, Lamaisa. So a person has to be able to assess the situation. And no, we spoke about this also when we spoke about the Melacha of Seveya coloring. The Sefer Shabbos home also brought down, in conjunction with those deodorizers that release color into the water, and we said one is not supposed to put it in, you know, have it in there on Shabbos. It's running into a problem, and if somebody did, it's a question of coloring the water. So then we said Sefer Shabbos, Shabbos home. Others also brought down, if I remember correctly, offhand, Sefer Lamtes Melachas also, that if one has another bathroom, another toilet to use, they should use that one. If they don't, if that's all they have, is only one, and it's covered in brias, they need the bathroom. What are they going to do? You can't go a whole Shabbos not use a bathroom, right? And the bug is not leaving, or the color's there, and I can't get it out, whatever the case is. In a case in time. So then, if a person has, let's say if a person has a guy somehow, so then that will be even better. Let's say in the case with the deodorizer or whatever the case is, and they only have one toilet and they only have one bathroom, there's a guy, to ask the guy to somehow take out the deodorizer, that would be okay. But we're dealing in a case in time, a person is only a house, no guy in the house, and they have this deodorizer, or the bug is alive in the toilet, and that's the only toilet they have. So then, al kavod abrius, we say it's okay. But again, stressing the point, whereby one has another bathroom to use, they should use the other bathroom in both cases. The case of Seveya coloring the water of the deodorizer, and also in the case of whereby there's a live bug, in the water, in the bathroom water. Okay, so we'll end off with that. By just to mention real quickly, Agavurcha, along the same note, the Dirshu brings down also from others, that it's also a question of a grumma over here, a grumma with a melach shein tzrich legufa. In other words, it's not really whereby the insect's dying right away, till you flush, till the water, till it takes a little bit of time. So others want to say it's sort of like a cause and effect type of a thing. So that also is something to throw in there, and so on. So there is, I did see, he brings down the Dirshu also, there are still others who want to say that one should be, it should be in a way, possibly, if let's say there's a fly in the toilet bowl, and the fly has a chance to fly away, and like to run away, if they hear the flushometer, then it's not really 100% like the person has kavanah to kill it, because maybe he'll fly away. Okay, but be it as it may, these are all various different types of ways to work with it. Bottom line is, person, in using the toilet, like we said, they have a bathroom, they have a toilet, if they have another one, use that. Case not, the various different reasons which we discussed, it would be okay. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, Kol Tov.